CliffCentral.com.
So we've got quite a lot to talk about this morning, and I don't want to waste any time. I've got a little bit to tell you about Zimbabwe Part 2, all right? So one of the things that made this trip really interesting, and by the way, I was only there for 3 nights. So, you know, if anybody who thinks, oh, you need a long holiday, you don't really. And therefore, you bring your costs down, but you can experience everything in 3 days. We went to this place called the Victoria Falls Wildlife Trust.
Okay.
So I just want to show you what they had there because it's pretty amazing. They rehabilitate animals. They do all kinds of cool things. Here's the vulture that we met as we... it's a she. Sorry, it's not a he. She sits there and says hello to you when you come in.
Oh, that's nice.
And she's got one totally screwed up wing, so she can't fly. But they keep her there. They feed her. She's like their ambassador. But they help lots of other animals. We saw a porcupine. We saw a whole lot of little mongooses, because you can't call them mongoose.
Oh, it's mongooses.
Mongooses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
And there's some incredible people who work there. I just want to play you a little bit of this quickly to let you hear, because this is quite cool. So I really like it when, for example, you get to meet the people who do the hard work behind the scenes.
Right? Yeah.
So we got at this particular junction to spend a bit of time with this Jessica who runs the place. So let me play this for you quickly so you can hear what she's all about. Yeah. Okay. There we go. There we go.
Wildlife Trust.
Let's turn this up.
And your name is?
I'm Jessica Dawson.
Jessica, very nice to meet you. What exactly is the trust and what do you guys do?
So the Vic Falls Wildlife Trust is a conservation organization and NGO that's been running for 15 years. And we focus our resources on being able to conserve wildlife and the environment. And throughout, not just Zimbabwe, but Southern Africa. So we have about 10 to 15 projects that we operate per annum. And there's basically four main areas that we focus on. So there's the rescue and rehabilitation side, community outreach and development, which is by far our largest, and then wildlife research and management, and then our wildlife disease and forensics laboratory.
So you can hear the helicopters in the background. There are lots of people who are doing work there on the ground. They're rescuing these animals, but they also go to the surrounding communities. And those people in those communities, if they see like a predator there that's going to take down their livestock, they call up these guys at the Victoria Falls Wildlife Reserve, and then they come and help.
That's so nice.
So yeah, and it works because then everybody, you could keep tourism numbers up, conservation works, and people can live. Right?
I like that.
Yeah, it really is very special. We stayed for the last night at a place called the Elephant Camp. Look at how pretty this place is. If you're on YouTube, you can see what it looks like.
That's pretty.
And the first place we stayed, which I told you about last time, is run by a guy called Tinashe. He's in charge there. Just listen to this guy. And I must tell you, the service is impeccable. Okay.
Okay. Absolutely. So Tinashe, one of the highlights of this trip for me has been meeting you and your wife and being at Wallow Lodge. It's really more than anything else. I mean, obviously it's a beautiful location. Obviously the food is lovely. Obviously the rooms are amazing, but it's the level of service. So you're obviously doing something that other people maybe don't know about. What do you think your secret is? Because that's what I'm feeling.
I tell you secrets, I have to kill you. But the big thing about it is, I think being, if you live there, it's literally your home. So I usually like to have a situation whereby you have people are invited to your home. So service is just about simply how you tend to serve your own guests in your own house. So the staff are very, very passionate as well. The guys literally take it as if it's their own. And I remember the training that we did was very minimal because they tend to want to put things in their own aspects. And at the end of the day, if you're not passionate about your job, if you don't love what you do, you can show in the service.
And that is absolutely true. It's also true that you get to do pretty amazing things. One of the things that I will never forget as long as I live, because they are such enormous and majestic creatures, in an elephant walk. We actually walked with the elephants.
That's so nice.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I'll admit I was a little bit scared in the beginning.
Yeah.
But these creatures are just gentle, powerful. You know, and they make these noises, these rumbling noises when they're communicating with each other. And they were little ones, and they were, you know, they're matriarchal. There's always the one alpha female who's in charge.
The staring.
But take a look at this. And, you know, I don't know how many places in the world you could actually do something like this, but this is amazing. It's amazing, huh?
That looks so nice.
When I look that small next to an elephant, you must know.
You must know.
Because I had a big breakfast that morning. The other highlight that I have to share with you before we wrap this up is this incredible place that the last night we spent at this place called Elephant Camp, which is obviously near where they take you on the elephant walk and everything. On the way home from a beautiful cruise on the Zambezi, look at this view, by the way. Again, if you're watching us on YouTube, you'll see this, but that Zambezi River is monstrous. And you watch the sunset on there and you feel like, you know what? If everything ended now, it would be the best way
That's
a good closing scene for the end of the world. But I was very, very optimistic that wasn't going to be the end of the world. However, on the way home, we did see something that I absolutely am terrified of. And that is a puff adder. Look at the size of this monster.
No!
Right on the road, the main road.
Oh, no.
So he pulled over and took pictures of it. But I wouldn't get close enough.
Oh, that's scary.
So we had Becky, our guide, and he took this picture. There's no way I'd get that close to puff adder.
No. You read about them in books.
Hell
like,
no, right?
Nope, I don't want to die.
I don't want to see those.
Yeah, no.
So that was very, very special. We also went to the old Drift Lodge, which is also on the Zambezi. This is what they look like. Each little room has got its own plunge pool. Let me tell you, if you've got a romantic getaway or an engagement or a honeymoon, right?
This is what I'm thinking. Like, I'm seeing this tiny little pool that's like got like a wooden deck everywhere, and that is overlooking dam.
That's not a dam. That's the river.
That's how
wide that river is.
Oh my gosh. Sign me up.
Yeah. Sign me up. Nice. And then I stayed in this amazing room for the last night.
Yeah.
Which they let me stay in something called a star room.
Star.
But here's the guy. Yeah. I know. Not because I'm a star, right?
Hey.
But here's the guy who runs the elephant camp, and he'll explain it.
All right, Himal. So you're the boss here at Elephant Camp.
Mm-hmm.
This place looks like it was selected by, I don't know, the gods of ancient Egypt for a position like this. You've got the gorge. You've got the falls and the smoke in the distance. You can actually see the river from some of the rooms.
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Most beautiful place in the whole park, I think.
Thank you very much.
So what do you like about this and how do you think it's different to the others?
The location. Obviously, like you said, we're raised. What we can see is the falls. Our other lodges, Old Drift, has got its uniqueness.
It's beautiful too. And that's right on the Zambezi.
On the Zambezi, yeah. And then we've got the Victoria Falls as the Zambezi plummets into the gorge, which flows in front of the property here. We've got beautiful sites that we can take our guests to experience beautiful sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah. And the rooms are enormous.
They are. They are.
They really are big.
And we've recently added on our star beds, which is a nice addition to the rooms.
Okay. So you want to know what a star bed is, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what you've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably one of the most unique things I've ever experienced. And it's the perfect time of year to do it too, because you go to sleep under the stars. They've got this four-poster bed.
Yeah.
On top of the room, which is below you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose to sleep in the room if you don't want to sleep outside, but you can also sleep under the stars. They make up the bed with this beautiful linen.
Mm.
They've got a four-post. They've got a mosquito net all the way around it.
Mm.
And you can wake up when the sun hits you in the face the next morning. Just watch this video, because what happens here is, again, for the people who are listening to the podcast, I'll explain it quickly. You wake up facing east where the sun rises. Mm. You've got the gorge in the distance with the river. And then I pan slightly to the left and you can hear this rumble of the Victoria Falls. And you can actually see the smoke coming up from the falls. It is truly one of the best things. And you go to sleep at night and you cannot believe how many stars there are.
Wow.
In the sky. I sat there. I've got this app on my phone.
Star count.
Whatever it's called. Yeah. let me just see so that I don't get it wrong. It's called Night Sky.
Okay.
And you can actually point it at any part of the sky. Uses GPS and, you know, tracking or whatever else to actually tell you what constellations are where. So I probably stayed up way later than I should have. I was feeling pretty tired, but because we'd had such busy days.
Sure.
But I thought I can't miss out on this. And I was looking at stars and reading about them, and you click on the different stars. You find out whether it's a red giant or a white dwarf, or
that's awesome.
How far away it is, what its luminosity is, all of this amazing stuff. And here is the video of what it's like to wake up. So I took this at 6 a.m., all right?
Okay.
This is exactly as the sun starts to peep over the horizon. Easily one of my favorite experiences of my life so far.
Sure.
Take a look. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
So you pan over to the left there. You could just see the little silver of the gorge in the river.
It's
and then your... past these trees, and there you got the smoke of the falls.
Mm, there it is. It's giving Lion King.
It really is, huh?
It truly, truly is. That opening scene,
yeah.
that looks like that in real life.
Now, the best news is this is just across the border and in Zimbabwe. Mm. And people always go, oh, Zimbabwe. But I promise you, Victoria Falls is not like Zimbabwe. It's not like the rest of the country that we hear about in the news.
Mm.
It's magic. You fly in, do your thing, fly out, go to travel.co.za to find out more. They've got all of these properties listed and you can have the same experience.
I'm going to check it out.
Absolutely,
that looks awesome.
Phenomenal.
Looks great.
Yes, indeed. I'll tell you what else is great is we have the great Justice Malala popping by here at cliffcentral.com this morning. So we're getting ready for a very big, busy morning. And we hope you'll be able to listen to it live on Thursday morning when we do a Burning Platform reunion with Justice. So that's going to be very exciting. Lebang and I have to go and get our guests in and make sure everybody's got something to drink and sort out their breakfast and everything else. So we are going to leave you in the capable hands of producer Ryan. And a really interesting interview I did with a guy who's written a book about Daisy Demelka, the serial killer, one of South Africa's most famous serial killers. And often when there are wives who are unhappy with their husbands, they quote or they use the name Daisy Demelka just to keep their husbands in line. So if you're one of those women, we are onto you. We know what you're doing. Okay? Don't say that because it frightens the children. Okay. Very good. CliffCentral.com.